This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are very happy to have Reverend Dr. Gregory Wilson in the studio. He is a pastoral psychotherapist for 30 years and has been in his First Unitarian Universalist Church parish for over 10 years. All right, so there is a conference coming up.
This is a conference sponsored by the Unitarian Universalist Church of Brevard, and partnering with us is the Unitarian Universalist Legislative Ministry of Florida. The name of the conference is Healing Our World and Ourselves, maybe better named Healing Our World, Our Democracy and Ourselves. The conference has really three focuses. One is healing the planet, the earth. And we have a speaker, Pat Seaman, who's coming, and she is an international speaker on rights of nature. David Cobb is coming to speak, and he is a national speaker on Move to Amend to overturn Supreme Court decisions which granted corporations the rights as human beings and civil liberties protections from the regulation of Congress. And the third speaker is Bruce Alexander, who last year wrote a book called The Globalization of Addiction. And we figure that these three combinations are a way to deal with the problems and the crisis we're not only facing in local communities, but also on a national and international level.
So this is geared at individuals, professionals?
All of the above. And what we're trying to do is take the big ideas of rights of nature, which would be we have a right to exist, we have a right to our habitat, and we have a right to our lives to unfold as they naturally would. That would be the rights of nature. An example would be the Indian River Lagoon has a right to exist and has a right to flourish, and so that the Indian River Lagoon would actually have a voice, or that human beings living near a factory farm that produces cattle or hogs, those people have a right to speak against those factory farms destroying their way of life. So it's not just rights of rivers, but it's also the rights of people that get defended in the rights of nature, because we are nature. And then the Move to Amend is that we confront the fact that corporations have sequestered or manipulated the Supreme Court process so that they have our Bill of Rights of Protection, which was meant for human beings, but now the Bill of Rights protections are with the corporations. The problem that that creates for humans living under those conditions, where the corporations supersede the Bill of Rights because they have that federal protection. It's really an odd thing. Congress has to regulate commerce, but then commerce gets Bill of Rights protection to protect itself from Congress's regulation. So the people have to live under that kind of, some would say, tyranny. And as the result of living under that, Bruce Alexander's piece comes in and he says, we develop addictive type personalities, addicted to television, numbing ourselves out, drugs, eating, relationships, whatever, but some form of compulsive behavior so that we don't have to face the realities that we are living with, a dying planet, i.e. the dying Indian River Lagoon. And if you look up river keepers about the Indian River Lagoon, they're clear about it. The lagoon's dying, and we could prevent it. But the lagoon's dying. The lagoon's part of the planet. The planet's dying. We're losing our democracy because the people, the will of the people, when we approach our government, does not seem to be as strong as the will of transnational corporations. They seem to be winning the day after day after day after day. And then we look at the crisis of the social relationships in our country, the gun shootings, the isolation, the depression, the anxiety. 25% of women are on antidepressant drugs. I mean, we're really in a relational spiritual crisis in our country. So the work of Bruce Alexander really zeroes in on that. So when we're talking about the globalization of addiction, one of the hopes of this conference is that we create a recovery process from the globalization of addiction, that we create local recovery groups that focus in on these three issues: the rights of nature, which includes human beings, healing our democracy that has been severely wounded, and also healing our spirit and healing our souls.
All right. Well, this sounds like a very worthwhile conference. Once again, this is Healing Our World and Ourselves. It will be on February 15th and 16th at the First Unitarian Church in Orlando. And for more information or to pre-register, where
please go to our website, and our website is healingourworldandourselves, no spaces, www.thepathtoregister.org, and you can follow the path to register and learn more about the conference to see if it's to your liking. We'll not just have speakers, but we're going to have groups, conversation, we're going to have music, we're going to have songs, we're going to have poetry. So it's hopefully going to be a real celebration, as well as confronting the issues we need to confront and giving us a direction we can move it toward.
Okay, so healing
our world and ourselves.org.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure.